You might think that we're on Easter Monday, one of the glorious gospels about the Lord risen and speaking or breaking bread, or and we have this one. Well, it's kind of a little bit of reality therapy. You know, the Lord is risen and we're filled with joy and his presence is with us no matter what. But there are problems. This one is kind of a farce though, isn't it? The disciples came, you are to say, the disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. If you're asleep, how do you know who came? I mean, it's so silly. And they're going to try to find him and, you know, tell this story or even kill him again. And as Augustine says, what's the point? You know, the Father will raise him up any time. I mean, like, in other words, the futility of the opposition to the reality of the resurrection is futile. The whole world knows he was raised from the dead. And our job is to go tell people and bring them to know it and to know him. All those people baptized last night or Saturday night, all over the world, millions coming to know this. And so it's kind of a silly, but it shows you what happens when our hearts are not right. Our minds aren't right either. And that's what we see here in this gospel, which is quite sad, really. But we pray and we preach and we help. And today, you know, we bear witness out at the clinic that life is important, and life is ultimately eternal. Just think of it. There will never be a moment for all eternity when you're not conscious. I mean, here we sleep, you know, but I mean, after that, we're either with the Lord or without him forever. And if we're with him, we're with him. Maybe we get purified, we're not ready, but when we are ready, and there we are in the unlosable possession of God's life forever. And that's the fruit of the resurrection. And so that's the why everybody's so happy, even if we're having a hard time. You see, it's this. And Peter, the fisherman, you know, he's a construction worker kind of guy. Now he's standing up there addressing thousands with confidence and clarity, quoting the scriptures. That's the resurrection. That's the fruit of the resurrection. And here, now, the first fruit of the resurrection is Pentecost. Now, our humanities are prepared to receive and live and have indwelling in us the Holy Spirit. And so, that's that text. And it's a very interesting word here in, well, there's many interesting words in the gospel, but there's one I want to call your attention to. Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers. You see what happens at the resurrection? It's a new family. It's a new family. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. But it's his brothers. And that is, our Lord is alluding, I should think, to Psalm 22, where it says at the end, that's why have you abandoned me, and goes through the description. And then at the end it says, you know, I will declare your name to my brothers. So now the Lord, this very day, is declaring the Father's name to us, his brothers. In those days, brothers meant everybody, you know, but brothers and sisters. He's here with us. And he's delighted to be with us. And if we listen and pray during this liturgy for ourselves and for the whole world, he will declare the Father's name to us. The fruit of the resurrection is to know the Father. What does it say twice in Paul? He sent his Spirit within us, crying, Abba. Twice, Paul tells us that. That's the risen Christ, sending us his Spirit.